Once again, we're faced with the tragedy of an illegal alien slaughtering an American. This time it was Molly Tibbetts, who simply went out for a run when she was attacked, savagely beaten, and killed by an illegal alien who's now fortunately in custody. Is Molly's life and memory receiving respect and remembrance? Well, not by everyone. Sadly, there are those who are making excuses for the animal who perpetrated the slaughter, who will hear everything I just said and call it racist. My next guest heads an organization which thankfully works to make sure that the victims of crimes by illegal aliens are not forgotten or dismissed. She is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, Maria Espinoza. How are you today, Maria?
I'm doing well, Chris. Just trying to get our heads around this another horrific killing of an innocent American who is permanently separated from her family forever. And 100% preventable, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. But there's too many enablers of these illegal immigrants, because we hear excuse after excuse when this happens of, well, it's an isolated incident. Where I think I'm going to put my website. There is a list of just from this year, from 2017 rather, the crimes perpetrated by illegal aliens. Is it right to dismiss when one life is taken, no matter what the circumstances, or two lives, three? I mean, you know, for these people, how many American lives slaughtered by illegal aliens is worthy of their attention?
Absolutely, and we ask politicians that question. What is that magic number that you have in your head until you move and do your job so that innocent Americans are not being killed? We're also asking President Donald Trump to do everything in his power, put troops on the border, double ICE agents, double Border Patrol agents. You know, we're at a point where this is an urgency. We have been at that point for a long time, but we're seeing now that this horrific mushroom, if you want to call it that, is coming to a head, and we're going to see even more violence just explode.
The just a recap of the story, Tibbetts was out for a run, as I said in the introduction, and the illegal drove up alongside her, got out of his vehicle, started running behind her, then alongside her. Tibbetts grabbed her phone and said that she was going to call the cops. This is according to the criminal complaint, and The illegal is saying that he got mad and went into a mental block, so he doesn't conveniently remember what he did. But what he did was he made a U-turn, drove to an entrance of a field, pulled into a driveway with Tibbetts in the trunk of his vehicle, drove into a cornfield, carried it about 20 meters in, dumped the body, and covered it with corn husks, which thankfully, even with all that, law enforcement found him and found the way to her body to give the family at least some closure, as painful as it might be. But just to contrast what we hear and what, you know, the reminders and the honors that you give these lives that are lost through really no realistic reason. You have the Iowa Democratic Committee. I looked it up. Their platform basically calls for open borders, sanctuary cities, and refusal to have any connection, any co-working with any ICE or immigration law enforcement.
Right. It's completely insane. In fact, in 2009, Tim Ling, my husband, and I created the Remembrance Project when we discovered sanctuary city policies in Houston, and we were just appalled by the fact that illegal aliens were basically raised to an untouchable status in sanctuary city policies. Sanctuary cities. My father came from Mexico. He was born in Mexico, came here the right way. And here I am trying to right this horrific wrong and try and raise awareness. And for 9 years, no one has been listening. Nearly no one has listened. However, when Donald Trump entered the presidential race, you know, he embraced our organization, the Remembrance Project, our angel families, and many times, you know, we met with him. Our families were on stage. Even away from the cameras, people don't know how often that we really did meet with Donald Trump and told the stories and what was taking place and what had happened. He has continued to reach out. Chris, we just need these politicians to get behind him and to actually pretend at least that they care and secure our borders and get rid of those loopholes and those laws that allow just anyone who wants to cross illegally to states that they have credible fear in their country, and we let them in with open arms. And this is the thanks that we get. And unfortunately, Chris, there will be another innocent American to be killed, and we don't know how many, just in the next few days. You know, in the last few days, there have been three new cases of Americans being killed by illegal aliens that have not reached the national level of profile as Molly Tibbetts' case has.
Yeah, there was one case in Florida. It was a rape and a killing, and please forgive me, I don't remember the victim's name, and I should have looked it up before we started, but that was one that's been flying under the radar, and to the point where, when was the last time you heard CNN and MSNBC pay any attention to the Molly Tibbetts story, as opposed to all the attention they're giving Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and the mantra of impeachment, which I saw a report over the, just on two, this past Wednesday, those two networks mentioned impeachment a total of 222 times, Molly Tibbetts, 7 times.
I agree. You know, look, you mentioned the Manafort case and the illegal alien who killed Molly Tibbetts. His attorney is asking for the media and the government not to mention that he is an illegal alien. He's undocumented. You know, we can't change the definition, so maybe we should say that Paul Manafort did not break the law, has not been indicted, just because we don't like the sound of it. I mean, I don't understand how these individuals are so far left that they don't understand what and they don't want to use the true definitions, and I guess they do understand that they want to confuse the public. This man that killed Molly was here illegally. He stalked her, attacked her, and dumped her body, and then he blacked out, and he can't tell us the details, but I know, unfortunately, the medical examiner will be able to tell us what a brutal ending of her life that she reached because of this illegal alien was here in our country.
Actually, the medical examiner did, and it was a savage, violent beating that Molly experienced. Yes. We're talking Maria Espinoza, who is the National Director of the Remembrance Project. The rememberanceproject.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And the lawyer for the illegal alien also said that, well, how could he be illegal when he was employed by a place that uses E-Verify, conveniently overlooking the fact that the illegal alien, when he applied for that job, used a fake ID.
Right. I mean, they can't make sense, these far-left-driven agenda attorneys, and there's judges out there as well. They just don't make any sense, but they expect all the rest of us to believe it. Right. He used a fake ID that does not make him legally in the country. You know, Chris, what we have to do is, I would like all your listeners to continue calling the White House and asking President Donald Trump to do all he can to secure our nation. Everything in his power, send troops to the border, double ICE agents, double Border Patrol agents. You know, we're at a point of urgency. We're just sitting ducks, you know, waiting here for the next innocent American to be killed, and we don't know who that will be. It could be anyone, you know, one of our friends or family, and that's just the way it is. That's the truth here. A lot of these illegal aliens drive drunk, even though they have no licenses, even though they've been previously deported or have committed crimes, and sanctuary municipalities release them only to kill. You know, the law is a law, and if we don't enforce our laws, Chris, then we will fundamentally underline the basis for any law to be obeyed.
So as Maria said, certainly contact the White House and demand that changes be made. And Congress, quite frankly, is a waste of time. It was August 1st, 2017, when Paul Ryan said, we must build the wall. We all know that was just a load of hot air from that spineless coward, and along with the other ones who unfortunately exist in those two chambers. But you can also approach your state representatives, because there's always the danger of a state progressing into a sanctuary state, and that's certainly a level by which you have to make them aware that that's not the path that you want your state to take, be it New Jersey or wherever you're listening on the stream as well. And to learn more about this issue and the important work of the Remembrance Project, the website is theremembranceproject.org. She is our national director, Maria Espinoza. Maria, thanks for the work that you do, the honor that you give those who whose lives are taken way too soon, way too violently. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris. And just a quick note, yes, you do have to work statewide, and we are we filed a brief to support Texas's outlawing sanctuary city policies last year. So we're in the courts as well.